Survey Says.
Hey guys, you're listening to Survey Says All the Things. My name is Mel and I am joined with the lovely co-host, Matt Thomas.
Hello.
Once again. Welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
I say welcome back, but you're never going anywhere.
I'm never leaving.
Because you're a part of it. You're not just a guest.
I'm a co-host.
You're a part of this.
This is as much as me as it is you.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Except I definitely talk more.
You need someone to talk to. That's the thing.
That's exactly right. So this week's topic is on the topic of space.
And one of my favorite things.
Outerness of it. Yes. One of your favorite things, Mr. Nerd Science Guy.
Mr. Nerds. I like that.
I'm surprised you're not studying astronomy.
I did study astrophysics for a semester.
Hmm.
Yeah. I took two topics of it in university.
Do you prefer it over your original environmental science stuff? Or?
I would have pursued it, but the mathematics was above me at the time.
Fair enough.
I was only 18 years old and I've never done that level of maths before.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. But yeah, so this is one of your favorite things, this Mr. Science Says Guy.
Oh, yeah.
So what? Why do you like it so much?
I don't know. It's just, you know, we have so much down here that we know, but there's so much up there that we don't. And the cool mysteries and the unknown just fascinate me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The endlessness of the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
The infinite possibilities
And also working out things we don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of things started up there that ended up down here.
Like us.
Like us. And like, you know, computer mouses and cordless drills.
What?
They were all projects for the military for space exploration.
Fact one.
Yeah, fact one.
Also, guys, Matt will definitely most probably be throwing in some facts here and there. So just if you want to know anything about space, you've come to the right place.
Or space-related puns.
Do you actually have a list of them?
I have three here.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. Well. Let's start this off then, shall we? To the people who are new here or haven't listened to an episode before. Or to the people who have, you get to listen to me ramble for about 30 seconds telling you what Survey Says is about.
And welcome back.
Oh, yeah. So, for Survey Says, we release a new survey every month, preparing three episodes ahead with questions surrounding a different theme each time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public, and then we get the pleasure of sharing them with you. The two Survey Says editions are I'd Be the Man with Alex McIntosh, focusing on women's empowerment, feminism, and life experiences. And then there is All the Things with Matt.
Hi.
Focusing on nothing specific, just any topic we want to talk about. And there is a new episode released every Friday, and you can catch up on what you've missed at surveysayspodcast.com. So to start off with, we will tell you the statistics of who did the survey. As we release a survey for this topic at the same time as our last topic, they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
But we'll just give a little reminder of who said what.
So the split this time was 52% of our responders were females, 24% of our respondents were male, and 24% the remainder didn't give a gender.
Amazing. So that's what we're working with.
Women dominant.
Yeah. Well, I have more female friends, I guess.
I suppose.
Yeah. Cool. Let's go to our first question.
What's our first question?
What is our first question? Our first question of the survey is, do you believe aliens exist? Big question.
Big question.
Question that's been asked years upon years. A question on everybody's lips.
Many discussions have happened over this question, I'll bet.
Forever.
And people have some really interesting arguments, whether they exist and also whether we've been visited.
By aliens.
By aliens.
Interesting.
You know, anal probing and all that.
Excuse me?
Have you never watched an alien movie before?
No.
They always probe our anuses.
Lovely. I love that. Oh, do you have any fun facts for this topic?
Well, fun about aliens?
Yeah.
They most likely exist.
That's just a fun fact?
That's just a fun fact.
Well, statistically, probability-wise, we are minus a grain of dust in the scheme of things.
When you look at the sheer numbers alone, it's very, very hard to argue that we are the only people in the universe.
Yeah. Beings. Only beings, I guess.
Well, just think about it. We are one planet on... We are one species on one planet
yeah.
in one solar system. with one star in it.
Yeah.
We have seen 100 billion stars out there.
Yeah. All the stars that you see in the sky are suns. Is that correct?
Some of them are planets in our solar system.
Right, yeah.
That we can see. Some are stars, and some of them are very, very far away galaxies that look like a single pinpoint of light.
There you go.
So those ones, the galaxies, have 100 million stars in them. And there are about a million galaxies in our night sky, so there are about 100 billion stars.
Wow.
Most of them with planets.
Yeah.
So those numbers alone, if we're the only one out of 100 million stars,
yeah,
we can't be.
No.
And I have also researched some recipes for life.
Ooh, delicious.
So I believe that there are other lives out there,
mm-hmm,
other than us. It'd be egocentric to think otherwise.
Yeah.
But if you look at the numbers, you'll probably agree with me. The most common elements in the universe are hydrogen, helium, oxygen, carbon, and nitrogen. They take up about 80 to 90% of the ingredients in the universe. They are found everywhere. Do you know what the most common elements in the human body are?
Hydrogen,
oxygen, carbon, and nitrogen. The only one that we don't have in common with the universe is helium, because it doesn't react with anything. It's chemically noble. It's a noble gas. So it doesn't want... You probably remember in chemistry, like sharing electrons and stuff like that.
I didn't pay attention in science.
Okay. Well, we are one for one matching with the most chemically active elements in the universe.
Right.
So we are not made of special stuff. We are made of the basic stuff.
Right.
So we are the flour, eggs, and milk of the universe. And not only that, life on Earth started pretty much as soon as possible in the universe. The universe is 14.5 billion years old.
Right.
Life has been around since the universe was 100 million years old. That's when, after the Big Bang, everything cooled down enough for atoms to form,
mm-hmm,
planets to form, and then life to emerge.
Right. So before us humans came...
Single cell life.
Yeah. In the past.
In the past.
However many million years humans have existed.
13.6 billion years ago.
And when was the Big Bang?
14.5 billion years ago.
Right. So between 14.5 billion years and...
So as soon as the universe was 100 million years old,
yeah,
life formed.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Earth.
So how much time was there between the Big Bang and life on Earth becoming a thing?
11 billion years.
So in that 11 billion years,
yeah,
there could have been an Earth before us,
yeah,
that existed and then disappeared or something.
And just imagine
somewhere.
That. They had 11 billion years head start. They could be worlds apart from us.
Right. So wait, the Big Bang was the creation of...
Everything.
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 Right. So... Yeah, so that could have, so anywhere in that 11 billion years could have created anything anywhere.
Yeah.
Not just in our solar system.
No, our solar system is very small.
And that's 11 billion years is a very long time, if I'm correct.
It's a very long time.
So even if, I guess, there isn't anything alive at the same time as us right now at this pinpoint in time.
Right now in time.
There could have been in the past.
And might be in the future.
Yeah, exactly right.
So we are not made of special stuff.
Right.
We are carbon-based life,
mm-hmm,
as people may have heard. Carbon has more ways of making molecules than every single other element on the periodic table combined.
Right.
Carbon is like the most useful element to make life with. So if you're going to have life, it's going to be carbon-based, which is us. So we are not special. We are not made of special things. We are made of the most common ingredients of the universe. But maybe that's why we are special, because we are the same as the universe.
Ooh, crazy.
Yeah.
That's a lot to think about.
It is a lot to think about. And one upsetting thought, because we haven't discovered life out there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And as you may have heard, the universe is expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expanding at an accelerated rate. So, planets are moving away from us faster and faster each second. So it's going to get harder and harder for us to look out into the night sky and see and galaxies.
Find something even.
They might get so far away from us that we can't see them. So we are stranded believing right. that we are the only things in the universe.
At one point in time in the future.
In the very, very distant future.
It'll be like before we discovered Earth was Earth.
Yeah.
I guess when humans existed and came to find Australia from the UK, they didn't know anything else existed besides Britain.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
Until they went out in the ocean and discovered it.
They stumbled across Australia.
Yeah.
But substitute the ocean for the night sky.
Yeah.
And other planets for Australia.
Yeah. There you go.
We might just, yeah.
Except I think it's you can't really stumble upon a planet. You can kind of see it coming.
Well, far enough planets, you can see them.
Mm.
But also, you can discover other planets while you find a planet. We discovered Neptune after we found Pluto.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because Pluto was very far away and very small, but it wasn't reacting according to the laws of physics at that mass and that distance. So what the scientists and the astronomers said, there should be something else out there huge pulling Pluto this way, because otherwise it should be going this way.
Okay, sure.
So they did the math and they ran the numbers, and then they said, you look at this point at the night sky, at this time of night, on this day, you will see what should be there. And they discovered Neptune.
There you go.
There you go.
Pluto isn't a planet anymore.
No, it's demoted to a dwarf planet.
Demoted. Ah, poor Pluto.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, because
it wasn't doing very much. It's just a rock.
It was an icy body out in the far distant solar system.
Mm.
And for the longest time, we called it a planet, but then we found another similar sized body out there and we called it Ceres.
Right.
And then they discovered the Kuiper Belt. Which is, it's like the asteroid belt, but just further out.
You're so smart.
Thank you. And
yeah.
We were happy to keep Pluto a planet until we found an icy body bigger than Pluto, which we did.
Right.
But then there was the problem. Do we also call all these things bigger than Pluto a planet? Because Pluto looks nothing like the nearest planet to it. Mm. It looks nothing like the territorial planets, the rocky planets like Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like everything else out there with it, that it's with. It looks right. like all the it looks like all the other icy bodies.
Right.
So it's a dwarf planet in the Kuiper Belt. It's not a planet in our solar system.
So we technically have 8 planets in the solar system up until Neptune.
Yes. By that definition, what do you think? Do aliens exist?
Yeah, I mean, like you've said, we'd be idiots to think otherwise. Like, we're teeny tiny specks of dust in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
You know, so, it only makes sense that there's something else out there, whether they be little green alien things or...
But did you believe that aliens existed before I told you my thoughts?
Yeah. No, I've always thought that there's definitely something else out there.
Right.
The universe is so big. So we're teeny tiny.
We're teeny tiny.
So it only, I don't know what I believe in the specifics of things, like what they look like or what they could be.
Yeah.
Like if you watch films like Star Wars and, you know, watch shows like Doctor Who, everyone interprets aliens in different ways, you know?
Yeah.
So for that, I can't really say, you know, what I think an alien looks like or what it does. But yeah, I definitely don't think we're alone.
I in uni, I learned this really cool fact that if the entire universe's history was the span of 24 hours, so the Big Bang is midnight, and then the present day is midnight 24 hours later, that humans existing would be like a microsecond. Of that.
Of the universe in time.
The universe, if the universe's existence was shrunk down to 24 hours.
Right. To beginning to end.
From beginning to now.
Oh, okay, sure.
From beginning to now, human existence would be a microsecond on that.
Wow. Isn't that so...
How messed up is that?
Ah, my brain!
We have
some
not
existential thoughts for you.
We have not existed long.
No, we definitely have not.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How crazy is
and
that?
And what do you think? From all the maths, you believe in aliens?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
We've got to.
Yeah.
The sheer numbers alone make it impossible to think otherwise.
Silly.
Yeah.
Just plain silly. So now, going into the survey responses from people who did the survey. Alrighty.
Our first responder is a female, Kelly. The question is, do you believe aliens exist? Her response is, it is just so improbable that this is the only planet with intelligent life. I just don't have any idea what the aliens would look like or eat.
Well, I guess that's exactly what I said. Well, is that probability? Yeah. But yeah. I also have no idea what they would look like or be like. Moving on. Next. Do you believe aliens exist? This female said yes. She says, I just can't imagine us being the only ones.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine we are the only ones looking at all the numbers. Our third response was a female named Hila. She says, not sure if I would say aliens, but I think there is totally some other form of life, considering we know or have seen so little about the universe. So making the assumption that we don't seem logical to me.
All these responses thus far are just like very similar.
Yeah.
Next is a yes response from a male with no name. He says, if we exist, it is possible that there could be more life.
Our next response is a male called Reese. He says, I believe in the other realm. There has to be something else out there.
Next responder is no, don't believe in aliens from a male with, once again, no name. They say, we're in a simulation and it would be a waste of resources to program a separate life we won't make contact with.
But wouldn't that make the whole simulation more interesting if there was...
The Matrix, y'all.
It is. Or Rick and Morty. Our next response is a yes response from a non. They say, with more stars and grains of sand on Earth, how couldn't there be? Some say octopus are.
All right. So last response from the survey that we have here. Do you believe in aliens? Yes, from a male. He says, I believe in aliens in the pure concept that there is some other form of life out there. The universe is bigger than anything else ever, so I actually think it's narrow-minded to not accept the possibility of life outside Earth. Is that life going to come into contact? The odds are slim, very slim. Remember, the universe is the biggest thing ever. Thank you.
Yeah, what I touched on earlier.
Yeah, about being so
very, very
big.
Small and very, very far from everything else.
So the results for this one... do you believe aliens exist? Now, from what we can see, it looks pretty unanimous that everyone thinks that aliens exist, except a couple of people.
That one person thought we were in a simulation.
But that's just a silly response.
Who knows
how many silly responses we get? So many.
But
from what the survey tells us. From people who said yes, from people who said no. Do you believe aliens exist? 84% of people said yes. They do believe aliens exist, leaving 26% of people to believe they don't. Right, well, now moving on to a fun little question here. Mm. This one's kind of just a little funny one, sort of funny, but kind of just interesting to find out what people think and if we know anyone who actually believes or thinks positively of that of this question. The question being, what are your thoughts on the flat Earth theory? Now.
I hate this question.
You came up with it.
I know, because people need to know.
The flat Earth theory, my thoughts are that it, yeah, not a thing. We are round. Cool. That's all I have to say with that. I have no proof. The proof is in the pictures, I guess. And I mean, if we were flat, you would be able to see like cities and land. If you were at a very high point, you'd be able to see beyond the horizon. Alas, that's why we have a horizon.
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
We are not a fucking dinner plate.
Yeah, pretty much.
For the first time in 500 years, we have people that have access to the internet that like to... verbally vomit their opinions onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And flat earth theory seems to be the newest hot topic for people.
Well, I mean, the flat earth theory was established before we knew the earth was round.
Well, people thought the earth was flat because they had no reason to think otherwise.
Well, that's exactly right. And so the flat earth theory existed, and then we found out it was round, but for some reason people still believe that it is flat.
And it took to the Greek and Romans to figure it out.
How do they figure it out?
Well, they figured it out by...
all the stars and stuff?
Stars and stuff called parallax, but there was one very simple way to figure it out. In the ancient times, in ancient Rome, I think, it was either ancient Rome or ancient Greece, they had a well. And at one particular day, at one particular time, the sun would be above the well and it would shine light straight down into it and you could see the bottom of it. And they were like, oh, that's cool. Maybe we can use this to work out how far the sun is with shadows and angles and stuff like that. It's all calculus. But then...
Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey stuff.
Exactly. But over in another city, they had a well as well.
A well as well.
Well, well. And at the same time, they couldn't see the bottom of their well. A side of the wall of that well was shined on by the sun.
Right.
So using those two angles of the shadow, you were able to pinpoint how far the sun was away using math and stuff, but also that model only works if the earth is round.
Oh, okay. So then, it's like a cone.
Because the earth curves. Because if the earth was flat, both bottoms of the wells would be lit.
Right.
But since the earth is curved, the second well is off on an angle from the other one.
Right.
So the bottom isn't being lit. Otherwise, the light would have to bend around and go to the bottom of the hole. So that's how they worked out that the earth is round. And that also, and then when ships sail away, they disappear bottom up.
What do you mean?
So when ships sail away over the horizon, they go over the curvature of the earth away from what people are seeing.
Right.
So the bottom of the ship disappears and all they see is the mast left. As it goes, as the ship curves away from them.
Ooh, interesting.
So it's like a car going over a hill.
Yeah.
You see the bottom of the car leave first and then the roof of the car leave next.
That's interesting. I never thought of it like that.
And those are some ancient techniques of working out the earth is round.
Mm-hmm.
The most modern one is there is a very, very, very long stretch of road in America. And what one person did was they got like hundreds of meter tall sticks and they, you know, took 5 meter increments and put these meter tall sticks on the road. And they took a very, very high-powered telescope and looked at the tops of all these sticks. And as you could see, they curve down the further you look along all the sticks.
Interesting.
Which could mean one of two things. Either the road is curving down because the earth isn't, the earth's surface isn't perfect.
Yeah.
But
there's really not a lot to explain about it. There's a lot of sciencey stuff, as you say. I think it's almost one of those things that it's just like, it just is.
It is.
And to think that it's not, like, there's no proof that it is flat. Like, no one has proved that it is flat.
Yeah, people have come up with
that it is round.
Yeah.
They come up with theories. Flat Earth theory.
Yeah.
But there's no scientific explanation saying that the Earth is flat, but there are lots saying that it is round.
Yeah, they come up with all these half-assed explanations about why the flat earth theory works.
There's always a flaw.
In every plan.
Yeah. For the flat earth theory, like, you can always be like, oh, but why this? Oh, but why does it do this then? Oh, why does it do that then? Why does it do this then?
Yeah, like, how do sunsets work on a flat earth?
No, doesn't.
Because if the earth is flat, you're facing the sun all the time.
Yeah, right.
So how do sun rises and sets work? And they say, oh, the sun's like a spotlight, like a torch.
The universe is a little bit more evolved than that.
And yeah, also going on that, they're happy to say that the sun is round and all the other planets are round, but then Earth is flat.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Well, all the answers pretty much say exactly what we said. Okay. So let's just run through these. First response is from Anonymous. They say the earth is round, fuck off.
Agreed. Our next one is from a male called Matty, not me. Fake news, take a walk up a mountain and have a look at the curvature of the earth, please.
Exactly what you were just talking about.
There are some mountains and skyscrapers that you can walk or go to the top of, and you can see the curvature of the Earth.
There you go.
Yes.
Next is from another anonymous saying the Earth is round.
Couldn't agree more.
That is all.
Our next response is from a male called Reese. He says, I think it's ridiculous from both a mathematical and observational point of view. We can observe the curvature of the Earth, not necessarily from space, but also from an aeroplane. The impact of gravity requires the Earth to be a globe. It just makes no sense without undermining the basic physical laws of the universe as we know it.
Big words.
Yeah, all these flat earthers just ignore physics.
Completely.
And think every photo from satellites are photoshopped. Imagine living like that.
Yeah, right. Next is from a female with no name. She says, not true, so many studies prove against it, which is what we were just talking about.
Well, there's no proof.
Oh, yeah. So many studies prove otherwise, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I meant like there's no proof that there is a flat Earth.
Well, yeah.
There's only theories.
Yeah, so prove against it, I guess. Yep.
And our next response is from a female named Claire. She says, it's very interesting to see what some people believe in. I believe the Earth is round based on science and pics from space, lol.
Fair. It's one of those, I guess, I don't see it. I won't believe it till I see it.
Yeah.
Kind of things. So, yeah, for the most part, I've grown up to believe that the Earth is round. Until you prove otherwise, I'm just going to keep thinking that it's round.
Yeah.
Innocent till proven guilty.
Yeah.
Next is from a male. They just say, boo.
I don't know what that means.
That is all. Boo.
Or like, flat earth theory. Boo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the flat earth theory? Boo.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next response from a female says, ridiculous.
Ridiculous. This class is ridiculous.
Harry Potter reference.
And the last response is from a female named Hila. She says, wrong, incorrect, stupid. And that is all.
Couldn't agree more.
So.
Thank you, Hila. Very cool.
To the results. Wouldn't be much of a surprise if I told you 100% of what people said on the flat earth theory was that it was bullshit. There wasn't a single answer that was trying to make me believe in the flat earth theory.
I'm so happy that all of your listeners are scientifically literate.
Yes.
But also, if any of the listeners know someone that believes in the flat earth theory and has an argument for it, please write to us. Yeah. We are happy to hear your argument.
Oh, yeah. It's very interesting times. Or we'll get frustrated listening to it.
And I'll prove you wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But the flat earth theory shows two things. Or it shows evidence of two things. I didn't come up with this. Neil deGrasse Tyson, an astrophysicist in America, says this. The rise in the flat earth theory is evidence of two things. Mm-hmm. One, we live in a society that protects free speech. We can say whatever we want. And two, we live in a time with a failed educational system in the terms of saying school isn't teaching us how to look at evidence and science and math to formulate our opinions. It's teaching us to make opinions on feelings. So if school taught us not what to think, but how to think and how to read data and evidence, flat earth theories would not be a thing.
There you go.
There you go. Neil deGrasse Tyson said that.
All right. Well, moving on to the last question. My favorite question.
This is a more you question than me question.
This is, well, the other two were you questions, and I guess this one is a Mel question.
But it's still space related.
Yes. We did kind of touch on it, I guess, with the stars and stuff.
Yeah.
The third question is, do you believe in astrology?
Yeah.
Now, astrology is the belief that the stars and the placement of it has some kind of impact on who you are as a person. And you can find out your zodiac sign by the date that you're born. There's Cancer, you know, Sagittarius, Pisces, Scorpio, all that jazz. They're differentiated in different
times of the year.
Times of the year, and only about 30 days each. So there are 12 of them. And for me, I don't know why. It's just something that has been a part of my life, I guess, as a kid. You know, being lost as a teenager, my guidance was through a horoscope app. You know, and Girlfriend Magazine, the little section that would tell you your horoscope of the week.
Oh, yeah. My sister always bought those.
Yeah. So I guess for me, growing up, I think it's more accessible to females, I feel, because it's a form of I don't know, stars, you know, oh my God, wow, the universe.
Wow. I think girls are more spiritual than guys.
Well, yeah, guys tend to be more logical and girls tend to be more fairyland. I guess you could say. So yeah, for me, I believe in astrology. Before we get to Matt's thoughts, we did a chart thing. We found out our rising sign, our moon sign, and our zodiac sign. My rising sign was Capricorn. My zodiac sign is Cancer, and my moon sign was Taurus,
right,
which is interesting. And then for you, your rising sign was Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Your zodiac sign is Sagittarius, and your moon sign was also Sagittarius.
Mm.
Where you go?
There you go.
So then what do you think?
About astrology.
Astrology.
I don't believe in it, but I'm open to other people believing in it. I'm not going to stop them. But personally, my opinion is I believe the culture we experience and the people we're surrounded by and the choices we make define who we are, not stars in the night sky. That's my opinion.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
So the last question of this episode, so for Sanziano Space, do you believe in astrology? These are the answers.
All right, so our first response was from a male named Reese, who said, no, he doesn't believe in astrology. And he says, I struggle with the idea that the positions of the stars in relation to Earth at a time of your birth can have any impact on you and your personality. These celestial bodies, aside from the light they produce, have negligible impact on the Earth as a whole. Why would they impact sentient beings in any way? So it leans towards my belief.
Kind of what you said.
Yeah.
Next was a yes answer from a female named Claire. Her reason is because it's fun AF. It's fun AF.
Fun AF?
Fun AF.
I can see that. It can be fun.
It's cool.
Yeah. Our third response was from a female named Hila. She says, yes, she believes in astrology. And she says, I believe in it to a certain degree, but not enough to let astrology control how I live my life. I just find it interesting and even funny times.
Funny
sometimes.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes your horoscope is completely off.
Yeah.
You know, you can only relate to something so much. I feel like...
Or like the next zodiac horoscope reading defines you perfectly.
Yeah, look, I feel like I think she's more talking about like the magazine kind of ones.
Yeah, the ones that just people pull out of thin
air. You don't
know
the source. You know, I mean, even apps and stuff, you don't know the source. You never really know the source. You don't know where people come up with this information.
Yeah.
They can be funny. And sometimes they can be extremely accurate.
Of course.
Like one time I had a breakup with this guy ages ago. And at the time I was like super into reading like my daily horoscope. And like the day after or a few days after, I went back a few days to see what my day horoscope was.
Yep.
And essentially it was like, you're going to break up with whoever you're with and you're going to, you know, need to take this time to figure out yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
It happens. It can be extremely accurate.
I had an experience once where I was at a Chinese restaurant and the fortune cookie, you know how they give you your lucky numbers inside the fortune cookie? Sure. Well, on the front, there's a quote that like, you know, has something to do with your future.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then
on the back, it says your lucky numbers.
Right.
And the first two of my lucky numbers were the bill total of the check at the end of the dinner.
There you go.
So
that has nothing to do with astrology, but with fortune-ness.
Yeah, with, you know.
I don't know how that, if that
precognition
connects.
And all that good stuff.
So the next response is from Kelly. She says, yes, she does believe in astrology. She says, we are all made of stars.
Which is true. Our next response is from a nail named Maddie. He says, no. It legit makes no sense. How does the placement of stars in the sky actually make us who we are? It has no grounds in science or fact or logic and is an excuse for people to explain why they suck rather than working on themselves.
They're normally very inspirational.
Inspirational.
If they're ever bad, like negative, it'll say like, oh, this thing will happen. It'll be bad. But you will rise from it. You know, it's very positive and inspirational. It's meant to make you feel good. How people actually know what these things mean? I don't know. I'm sure there is something out there. I'm sure there is a reason why your star sign means the thing it does and why it defines those specific personality traits and stuff. I'm sure there's
someone or something had to come up with it.
Well, yeah. I don't know if I don't know if someone came up with it or it's actually everything's made up. Like,
well, who interpreted it?
Well, yeah. So I don't know. I haven't dug that deep into the information.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know.
Yes.
The next response is from Anonymous. They say yes. This one is kind of maybe. I'm not convinced that it is accurate, but believing in something or looking to something for guidance and support never hurt anyone. That's fair. I guess that's kind of the same with any belief system.
Yes, having something to believe in kind of gives you a sense of fulfillment, I suppose.
Yeah. Instead of just going like, science is everything. Like, even you are extremely sciencey, but you have parts of you that are like,
oh, the universe is awesome.
You know, yeah.
And I'm sure it's got a plan for me. But I just don't think the stars define who I am.
That's fair. Well, fair enough.
Our next response is from a female named Beckles. She says, yes. It's Beck, I assume. She says, yes, I think there's definitely things about our world that science can't explain. Astrology plays a part in all of that.
I agree with that as well. Same.
I know Beck, and this seems very her.
I mean, look, it's the same with little things like...
There are some things science can't explain.
Like ghosts and stuff as well. Like, yeah, that's the supernatural thing. You know, there are quite a few. Like I also said, religion and different beliefs and different higher powers and stuff like that. And
then there's like black gravity or dark energy, which we can detect, but we have no idea what it is.
Interesting.
And that's something science can't explain.
What's that?
So what it means...
So is that like a discovery, but we just can't explain? There's no scientific way to explain
The way things move in space basically is gravity.
Oh, it's a space thing.
It's a space thing.
But okay, sure.
So planets are moving in a way that the gravity we can detect doesn't explain. So something is out there pulling this that we can't see.
Right.
So we call it dark matter.
Huh, there you go.
And that accounts for 85% of the gravity out there in space.
It's like a hidden species in the ocean.
People say that it's parallel universes existing at the same...
On the other side.
On the other side of wherever, pulling our universe their way, which is kind of cool.
That is kind of
cool.
But
we can't...
But see, parallel universes is also
another thing. That's a whole other thing. Yeah. But that's just going to say that like there are things out there that science can't explain.
Yeah.
So why could astrology be different?
Exactly right. The last response for this episode on space, question being, do you believe in astrology? Anonymous says yes/no. They say yes and no. I love astrology, but I am not like my star sign at all.
Mm.
I know a few people who relate to that. I have a friend who I used to work with who is a Sagittarius, but they are born on the cusp. So like on
the day before the zodiac sign changes.
Yeah, like right. The day it changes over.
So their personality leaks from both.
From more the one before. And yeah, so it's kind of like a mix, yeah. So that can happen,
right.
I guess. But like I look at different star signs and I'm not a Leo. I'm not an Aquarius. I am not Sagittarius. I am not Aries.
I live with two Leos. You are not a Leo.
No, exactly right. So, you can see the personality difference from different people born in different months.
Yes.
Whether that just be because we are raised, like, by your side of the family, and then my life is different.
Mm.
But there are different personality traits. So you can say this person is a Leo and you're like, oh my God, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, you know, I can
but
see
it's
that.
Not like they're not a Cancer.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, this, that, and the other. Like my mum is an Aries,
right?
She's fiery and feisty, but like loves her family, you know, but I'm...
Well, she can be fiery and feisty, but also fire signs are like, you know, warm. So she can be a very good mothering...
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, right?
There's so different ways to interpret
passionate.
It.
But yeah, so it's like, she's definitely not a Cancer. She's definitely not a Sagittarius. So it's kind of like, But yeah, I mean, but see, I could talk about this forever. Look, fire signs share very similar personality traits. Water signs then share similar personality traits. Same with earth signs and air signs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're a Sagittarius.
I'm fire.
You will probably share similar signs to Leo's, Aries. Well, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius. Those are the three.
Yeah, there's only three.
Right, yeah. No, yeah. So you will probably feel very closely. You would have similar traits to those three signs. Same as I'm Cancer. My signs are Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces. Those are the three water signs.
Mm.
And then air signs. The air signs are Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. So they'll probably have similar things in common. And then earth signs are Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. With that, we have the results of astrology. The final question, do you believe in astrology? 56% of people said yes.
Half.
They do believe in astrology. With 44% of people say no.
Right.
So it's almost 50-50.
Right.
But then I went and dug a little deeper into those statistics.
Right.
To find out who, what gender believes more in astrology.
I think I see where this is
females
going.
Females or males. Now, do you believe in astrology? 80% of males said no.
Yeah.
20 said yes. Leaving 79% of females said yes and 21% said no.
So it's the inverse flip.
Yes.
Yes to no, women to men.
Yeah. So it is. So yeah, it's basically a 50-50 yes and no, with majority of yeses being females and majority of no's being males.
Well, 40% of that. So 40% of those people said, yes, I believe in astrology and are female. Of all of our submissions.
If that's the maths
that's the
that
math.
You just did in your brain that I can't do, then yeah.
And then, yeah. And then 40% of our responses said no and were male.
Yeah. And then there's 20%
and then anonymous and then...
that are kind of in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. From looking at that, I mean, guys are more logical thinkers. Girls are more creative. And like I said, fairy tale type. Fairies exist.
I think girls are just more like spiritual. And that's
perhaps
why they like to believe in stuff like that.
Yeah.
And guys need a little bit more push to believe something like that.
Yeah.
And more logical, which could be like good or bad. Who knows?
With this, I guess. I mean, it makes sense.
At the end of the day, it doesn't hurt anyone.
At the end of the day, girls have more star tattoos than guys do.
Do I have more star tattoos than you?
No. Oh.
I have two Star Wars.
Here we go, guys. So, Matt loves Star Wars. Matt also has a tattoo of Mars on his arm, and he also has a solar system.
So, that's four space-related tattoos.
Mr. Nerd Man.
Yeah.
I just have the Cancer star sign on my ankle.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, there we go. We learn something new every day. Let's do a quick little recap of the episode that just was. Do you believe aliens exist? From the people who did our survey, 84% of people said yes, with 26% of people saying no.
Hmm.
From question number two, what are your thoughts on the flat earth theory? 100% of people thought it was bullshit. There wasn't a single person that was trying to persuade us the other way.
We have smart listeners.
And then question number three, do you believe in astrology? 56% of people said yes, with 44% of people saying no. There you are.
There you go.
And with that, that is it for the episode on space this week. Don't forget to follow the website, surveysayspodcast.com. There's also a Facebook page and Instagram, but it's all linked on the website. And you can follow Matt.
If you want to follow me, be so generous. You can follow me on Instagram at notmattyt.
There you go. And are you still TikToking?
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah.
You can follow me at Woolies Guy on TikTok.
There you go.
There's more.
Check it out.
There's more funny content on TikTok than Instagram,
yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Be more, much more worth your time.
Yeah. So, the next episode of I'd Be the Man with Alex will be up next week on self-care. Then the following week, we'll be our episode on the MCU.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Indeed. I'm sure you're very excited for that one.
I am very excited.
It sounded like you were going to continue.
It did.
So the new survey for the next round of episodes is actually live today. So the link to the survey can be found shared on this episode website thing. So keep an eye out for it on our Facebook page and the website and the Instagram and all places.
Go do the podcast survey.
Say it a little bit louder, why don't you?
Go do the podcast survey.
Thanks, guys, for listening. If you enjoyed that, feel free to talk to us. You know, we talk to you. You can also talk back to us.
If you've got a good excuse for why you believe in flat earth theory,
yeah,
please message me.
If anyone has any ideas for an episode, any topics that you would like us to talk about or want Matt to research and give you information about, then yeah, let us know as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great week.
You too. Was that for me or for them?
Who do you think?